on unlucky episode number 13. Let's hope we don't mess this up and get cursed by some goddamn demon or something. Today's segments include love language to ensure all you lonely people can find someone to hold you at night. We then get into fax no printer, where the loser will be calling Walmart to return an iPad for unforeseen circumstances. And then do we debut our brand new segment called Twice Upon a Time, where we call our friends so they can tell either an embarrassing story or hilarious story about either Kale and I. We then rinse off all of our sins with the shower thought of the day. Let's go.
Talk about life, partying,
masturbation,
how to find love,
being 5'11".
Yeah.
This is basically just a podcast for the people.
A lifestyle podcast.
You can play it anytime.
Think about it. You can't fight down on something. You literally fight up.
What? What? This is a podcast for young adults, university and college students, and anyone else who wants to listen to a couple of relatable delinquents who talk about life.
I'm not horny, I promise.
Ladies and gentlemen, this
all right,
is Metamorpho.
All right, all right. I'm feeling pretty good, Kale.
I'm feeling so good. Holy shit.
I'm feeling like a proud human today.
Why is that?
Because not only are we going to make the MFers laugh, but we're also going to give both of our male and female listeners the tools they need to find their lover.
I hope that you guys listening and you girls listening found love from our last advice.
Hopefully they either find, you know, their person to hold them at night, or I mean, some people's cases, I mean, maybe they find the person who'll suck their toes. I don't know. I just don't know.
I'm okay with either.
It depends whatever you sick fucks are into. I'm not sure. Personally, not a feet guy. Just throwing that out there for any girl who's single.
I dabble.
After we help all of you listeners out, we then get in a fax no printer. Kale and I are going to line up some facts, maybe some caps.
Couple caps, couple printers.
The other one has to guess, obviously, if it's true or not. The loser today is going to be calling Walmart.
Oh, fuck. This is
going to be fucking we're going to see if we can return an iPad. And trust me, guys, you're not going to want to miss this. Kale and I got... Both, we got some fucked up ideas coming in here for what's going to be on that iPad.
Oh my God.
We're then going to pay homage to my mother with our brand new segment called Twice Upon a Time. Mm-hmm. That was her clothing store that she once owned. So if you're listening to this, Mom, don't say I ever didn't do anything for you. How's that?
Shout out Mama.
Shout out Deb. Another interactive segment. We get some friends or even maybe some enemies to tell us some funny or embarrassing stories about us.
Yep.
Based upon my conversations with people, there's no shortage of anything along those lines.
Man, I literally asked like two people quickly and they both were like, yes, I will absolutely be available for a phone call.
All right. I think that's all we got. Obviously we got the shower thought. The people know that by now.
It's the only segment that's on every single podcast.
Yeah.
You guys just expect a shower thought.
Guys get to do that. All right. Before we get into love language, Kale.
Yes. So, as you all know, today's podcast is brought to you by our friends over at Shoddy. What exactly is a Shoddy? Well, the Shoddy is the first of its kind. It's a functional piece of jewelry that also works as a shotgun necklace. Shoddies are affordable, dual-purpose necklaces with a multitude of designs. Go right now to their website, theshoddy.com, that's T-H-E-C-H-O-T-Y.com, and order one. Use special discount code MFERS, capital M-F, lowercase E-R-S, for an extra 10% off your order. And for those of you who we are doing a giveaway because Nathan and I are all about giving as it is almost Christmas and we are just great guys in general.
We're doing it live on the show. So whenever you're listening to this, it won't be live.
It will.
But we're actually doing it live right now.
I was really impressed and I was appreciative of everyone who actually took the time to screenshot our post, or I guess just upload our post to their story, tag a friend below, and there's about 40 of you. So
without further ado, Kale, I will give you a drum roll.
Yep, drum roll. All right, I am currently, for those of you who can't see, I am picking a name. I can't see the name, it's a piece of paper.
That was the worst drum roll ever because I only had one hand.
All right, here it is. The winner of our Canada Edition Shoddy is Katie McDonald.
Congrats, Katie.
Katie, I will, if you're not listening, I guess, I will Snapchat you, I will text you, I will get a hold of you somehow in the next hour, and I will let you know when and where you can come and get your shoddy. Congratulations, Katie, and
welcome,
thank you.
Welcome to the shotgun gang.
Welcome to the shoddy gang.
You are officially a shoddy. Congratulations.
You're officially a shoddy.
All right, let's get into it. Love language. Today, I have the girl's perspective for guy's advice, and you have...
I have my own.
Oh.
My own advice that I have for females.
How right. Do you want to go first?
Sure. I'll go first.
Yeah, I don't want to go first today.
Okay, well, I will go first. The one piece of advice that I have from not just my perspective, but a male's perspective for females out there is do not ever be afraid to tell us what you want in bed. Make us guess. Don't just make it trial and error, because you never know. If we are that bad the first time, maybe we just didn't know. Maybe we were expecting other things that you wanted. Never be afraid to tell us what you want in bed.
You know, communication is key.
Communication is key in everything, especially in the sheets.
Especially in bed. That's what I tell myself when I have my AirPods in and I'm masturbating, because I'm a virgin.
And I honestly think, like, some of you girls out there, you're just being too soft and you're being too kind, and you don't want to maybe embarrass the guy and tell him, hey, no, do this instead.
Talk down to me, please.
Yes. Don't necessarily, well, I mean, yeah, talk to her.
You know, sure. There's a reason why people always like, you know, your teacher porn categories, mm-hmm. or like any strong figure.
They're your superior.
Yeah, I mean, it's hot.
It is.
Your superiors are hot.
Again, not necessarily talk down, but just if I'm doing something wrong, talk down to me, please. If I'm doing something wrong, or if there's something else you want to do, fucking just don't be shy. Don't think you're going to break my heart, hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
Tell me exactly what you want.
Kale needs as much advice as possible in the bedroom.
I need more than just
advice. Please, any girl who, like, you don't even have to sleep with them, can you just help them and give them tips?
Sure, I'm actually okay with that too. You don't need to come and sleep with me and show me physically. You can just tell me.
Okay, mine is for sure longer, because a girl wrote it, so obviously it's going to be longer.
Oh, yeah, of course. Can't just fucking get right to the point.
Yeah. Okay. My love language relates to, like, being out at a club or a bar, or, like, just kind of out in public in general, with the girl who, like, you're with or, like, trying to get with. All right. It's definitely longer than yours, by the way, so kind of be ready.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to speak in her own words, so... Without further ado,
here it is.
If you want to make a girl obsessed with you, then you got to know the difference between possessiveness, confidence, and weakness when it comes to going out with her in public. No girl wants a man who puts a leash on her at a bar and won't let her go dance with her friends, or, God forbid, a guy that gets mad at her for getting a free drink when she's literally just existing. Take a compliment. That means you've got a bad little bitch on your side. And if you get mad at her when this happens, despite the fact that she is saving both of you money, you have a small wiener. It is science. I personally don't think there's scientific proof behind that. but however, that is definitely a little pee-pee energy that guy has. Let's keep going. Being possessive is not cute. It's gross. If you put her independence in question, she will fuck your best friend.
Oh my God.
Are girls that cold? I don't know.
I think so.
You can't be a spineless little bitch boy when you have such a baddie with you. You can't get all soft and insecure when guys are hitting on her, because trust me, that will happen. You need to be confident that she's with you for a reason, so don't question it. If you ever pull that, I'm worthless and you're too good for me, I don't know why you're with me, I'm such a stinky little stinker, then you automatically have to off yourself and your girl will be leaving you. It's kind of harsh.
I understand it.
I'll wrap this up here. That's the kryptonite right there. I could be on a date with McDavid, and if he said pussy shit like that, I would be Mick gone. Good play on words. Hell right.
I hope that girl who sent you that isn't going through some shit of her own right now in a relationship, because it kind of sounded like it was almost
learning. I think she's learning on the go. You know what I'm saying?
Trial and error.
It's called learning on the fly.
Going with the flow.
All right. Moral of the entire story.
That was awesome.
Confidence is so key. When you give your girl the space to do what she wants when you're out, she will love you more. When you don't expect her to be at your side like a dog all night, she will love you more. When you can maintain your confidence and know that she's with you for a reason and not get all freaked out anytime she looks hot or sexy in public, your dick is that much closer to being sucked.
Oh my God. See, I fucking absolutely love this answer.
You know what? I 1,010% agree with this. That was something I struggled with when I was 18, I never said, why are you with me and shit? But when she was out and stuff, I would get upset, mm-hmm. or the whole free drink thing. I definitely got upset. But that's something I know I'm better at now, because my confidence has become erected over the last couple of years.
Erected. Man, I like that. That's actually something that I'm definitely going to take into account. That's great advice. I, oh my God, man, every single time I'd be out in public with like my ex-girlfriends back when we were together, I would be like, oh, I was just so like anxious all the time about like, holy fuck, why is that guy, why does she have a drink? Man, I didn't buy her that. Who bought her that fucking drink?
I think, I do think like almost everyone goes through that, like except for guys who have the ultimate confidence. Good for those guys.
I think I'm getting there. I'm getting better at that too, because at the same time, it's saving me money. And if who are they going home with at the end
of the
night, right?
Exactly. And I think I might have like passed that point of the balance though. Mm-hmm. Like for me right now, like, if I went out with a girl who, like, I was seeing, I'm single, by the way, so I'm not seeing anyone.
Boobies.
And if I was, like, meeting up with her every once in a while, like, that's kind of the moral of the story. But for me, I think I've passed that point. I probably wouldn't even talk to her the whole night. I'd just say, you know what, let's go do our own thing. I just, I mean, I just want a girlfriend who wants to be the big spoon. That's also just throwing that out there.
I love that. That's fucking awesome. Thank you, female who gave that advice to Nathan. Yeah. I love you.
Everyone, please, just don't be lonely anymore. I mean, get out there, tell a guy how he needs to find your, what's it called, a clitoris? A kaleidoscope?
Clitrice. It's like a great grandmother's name.
Yeah, yeah, okay. And then, boys, just don't be pussies. Just know you're the one who's taking the baddie home.
Fucking right. That is awesome.
All
right. That was good advice.
Great
from
start
us.
To the show. Let's fucking keep this rolling. Facts, no printer.
Facts, no printer.
For those of you who don't know the rules, Kale and I each have facts or lies. And then the other person has to dictate if it is. Each right answer gets a point, and loser does the punishment.
Yes, sir.
All right. Kale.
Sure.
I will let you say your
do the honors.
Fact. Or is it printer?
I don't know. Let's find out, Bills. All right. In Botswana, a country in South Africa, it is illegal to own only one guinea pig. You need at least two.
I'm still trying to figure out if Botswana is an actual country. So that's my struggle right now.
It is.
Two guinea pigs. Did it have any clarification, or did they just say they need to have two?
It's illegal to only have one. You need at least two.
Hmm. No fact.
No, that's a printer.
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
Switzerland has that rule.
Oh, is Botswana an actual country, though?
Yeah, it is. Botswana is an actual country.
I think that's cap, but whatever.
Or is that? All right, that was actually my second one.
Okay. All right, no point for me. If you drink too much carrot juice, your brain can swell up and you can die.
Facts.
Good job.
Thank you.
Yeah, apparently. It's really? Vitamin A, I think.
What the fuck's carrot juice? Like, that's weird. I don't, like,
My guess is it's don't juice made out of carrot.
Fuck you. I mean, is it like other people out there who actually drink carrot juice enough that it can swell their brain and die?
It's like 10 gallons or something, I think I read.
Jesus Christ. Oh, fuck. That's a lot of fucking carrot juice. I've never had it before,
have you? Have you ever had carrot cake?
Yeah, I love carrot cake.
I love carrot cake.
A lot of cheesecake.
Yeah, carrot cake's good.
That's good.
Pumpkin pie is also pretty good.
Favorite pumpkin pie? What's your favorite pie?
Honestly, probably pumpkin pie. I'm not going to lie.
Mine's probably cream.
Cream.
Cream pie. Anyways, in the USA, 28% of people actually believe that chocolate milk came from brown cows.
That's fact.
No, it's printer. Only 7%. I thought it'd be definitely higher than 7%. That's why I knew
America
you
sucks.
That. America, yeah, they're dumb fucks. Just kidding. We have American friends. Now, so we're all friends.
Viagra can make tree leaves become erect.
False. Printer. That's a printer.
What?
It's a printer.
Nope. If you spray Viagra on flowers or any types of leaves, they can become erect for a week.
There's Viagra spray?
Like if you like turn Viagra into spray, yeah.
Huh.
How fucked up is that?
That's...
So Viagra not only helping like guys like you and I out, but also plants.
What? I don't know that shit. Damn. I thought I would get that one right. Anyways, that was a good one. I like that. Polar bears could eat as many as 10 penguins in one sitting.
Fact.
Yeah, it's facts.
Hell yeah. As soon as you kind of, like, you said that one really smoothly, so I was like, okay, I think that might be a fact.
Oh, so you're saying if I say something smooth, you're going to automatically think it's a fact?
Now I'm in your head. Now you have no idea what's happening.
I think I'm going to be in your head now with this next one.
Roughly 69 people die choking on pens a year in the United States.
Okay, can you read that normally? I actually didn't hear.
Roughly 69 people die choking on pens a year in the United States.
Printer.
It's 100 people.
Yeah, I was going to say 69. There's no way it's just that nice number.
You never know.
Yeah.
So I got 69.
I got that one right?
Yeah, 2-1.
2-1. Nathan, you need this one right.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
Says who?
Says the way our game goes. You just want to win or you lose. I already have two.
It's okay. I'm better at prank calls anyways. That's why I throw these.
I love watching. It's fucking awesome. Yeah, you throw these, eh? A sheep, a duck, and a rooster were the first three passengers to ever take a trip on a hot air balloon.
Printer.
No, it's facts.
You have any context?
I do. I can show you on Google after this.
You suck.
A sheep and a duck and a rooster were literally put like, they were like the guinea pigs put on the first ever hot air balloon.
They just sacrificed them.
They're sacrificial.
Sayonara.
Yeah.
I'll read you my fourth one anyways.
Okay, let's see if I get it right. So I get three.
In 2005, Britain banned the use of the four-letter C word at work, but then 24 hours later, the ruling was withdrawn. You know what word I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
Ends with a T?
Yeah.
Couple I'm letters say in between. Facts.
This cap.
Fuck.
Australia, for some reason, banned the word mate.
What?
Can you imagine Australia banning
even
the word
C mate? Word? If they ban the C word, that's all they fucking use.
Yeah, but like Australia, like mate, like come on, like that'd be like banning hockey players from saying dust or Firda.
Yeah, literally Firda. I don't ever say Firda.
Yeah, I hate that word.
Can we say our fifth ones too, just so we have them out there?
I might use mine next time though.
Okay.
Actually, no, I won't.
Nah.
No.
There are 2,804. So 2,804 steps in the Eiffel Tower.
It's a fact.
No, a printer. 1,710.
So your facts, like, you need to like stop doing these subtle changes, bro.
It's not at all a subtle change.
It's pretty subtle.
It's 1,000 steps of a change.
Man, I could do 1,000 steps in like 1 minute.
A subtle change would be like if it was like 2,803 instead for 2,804.
Okay. The world record for chugging a bottle of ketchup is just over 25 seconds.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, right?
Facts?
It is. It's 25.37.
Oh my God.
How fucked up.
I literally want to test that out, but I can't have that much acid. There's so much acid in fucking.
Just straight reflux.
Yeah, that's why it's good when you're hungover.
Okay, I will just grab my phone here.
Give him a shout. What the freak?
Hi, is this electronics? Okay, awesome. I was just wondering what your return policy is in regards to iPads.
Give me 1 second to check.
Like 30 days, I'm guessing, or somewhere around there?
Hello?
Yeah. Okay, because I went on this furry website. Apparently, like, it's where I can connect myself with other people like myself who enjoy sexual intercourse in animal costumes, but my entire iPad shut down. Would I be able to return it in that case?
You just shut down because you went on your website?
Yeah, this furry website. It's a pretty messed up website. Like, it's basically the dark web. You know what? It's okay.
Yeah, or you could try contacting Apple. Maybe they have something.
Apple has furries?
I'm sorry?
Apple has furries with them?
Yeah. Oh, they might be able to do something.
Okay.
When did you get it?
Okay, thank you.
Alright.
Apple has furries.
What the fuck just happened? Oh my God. I hate how fucking smooth you were with that.
It's because it's happened to me before.
Oh,
I was like,
my God.
Holy fuck.
I hope you guys
could
hear that, what she was saying.
I think, holy fuck.
Oh my God, dude.
I'm like shaking. My heart's racing right now. I was so scared that entire time.
Fuck, that was awesome.
Wow. Well, how do we?
She must not understand you because she's like, apples have. Yeah, apples have furries.
Anyone looking to get involved in furries, just check out, like...
Hit up Apple, I guess.
You know, there's Apple Podcasts? They make Apple furries.
Fuck, man. I'll have to get into that. Subscribe. Use discount code MFers.
RDM. All right. Let's... Stellar phone call to start off. But we're going to transition in some more phone calls here. Let's get into our Twice Upon a Time. You excited?
I am excited. And this segment... This new segment is brought to you by our friends over at Good Under Pressure. Good Under Pressure offers mobile pressure washing and cleanup services with hot and cold capabilities. Their products contain no phosphates and no hydrocarbons. So, if you or someone you know is sick of having to stare at unwanted graffiti or any tagging done by vandals, check out their website over at goodunderpressure.com, spelled exactly how it sounds, and click on Request a Proposal. Good Under Pressure. Not only their name, but the way they do business.
Everyone stop being fucking pussies and go vandalize shit with graffiti.
You didn't hear it here. You didn't hear it here. But yeah.
I was being sarcastic. Wink, wink.
I honestly, nudge, nudge. I love graffiti. So if someone goes and just spray paints if the someone, fuck someone out should, of some building.
Someone should spray paint, I love furries on a
you
random
go spray
building.
Spray paint a very expensive monument in Calgary so that like this company makes up
the rich company.
Load.
We're just kidding though, guys. Like we swear
no,
though.
Yeah,
we swear.
We wink, wink, don't do it.
All right. Twice upon a time, Kale, would you like to place the first phone call?
Of course I do.
Hello?
What's up, Benny?
Oh, not much.
Well,
did you do some school or what?
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I'm just grinding.
Nice. Me and Bill are doing a new segment right now, and we're calling our buddies to see if they have any quick, funny stories to tell. You got one ready to go or what?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
This is a funny one, actually.
it's kind of the point.
Okay.
I remember, it might have included a little bit of alcohol, but...
Oh, yeah, they usually do.
Yeah. But anyways, we get invited to this party across the city.
Mm-hmm.
You know us, like, we're pretty smart guys, so we decided we're just going to scooter across. Like,
oh, yeah.
Scooter. But instead of, like, you know, like, getting a scooter each, we both ride on the same scooter.
As you should.
Yeah, me and you always do that.
That wouldn't be a first time that you think we've learned from our past experiences. Yeah, halfway there, oh fuck, what did we do? Did we hit a curb or something? Go flying in front of so many people?
Oh, was this the day we were by Blondie's?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, fuck, dude. We ate shit so hard.
Oh, yeah, so like all the people are lined up outside and we just absolutely yard sale in front of everybody.
Right in front of the Rippers.
Oh, yeah. Over top of the handlebars. It was yeah. bad. Okay, so we're good, and then we're going to this party. 2 minutes later, I forget what happened, we're trying to get up onto the sidewalk, and then, yeah, Kale's driving, and Kale hits the sidewalk, and we eat shit again.
No, it's because I was trying to go up one of those ramps that are, like, first scooters, and the front tire hit the ramp, but the back tire missed, so you got fucking launched off the back.
Launched off the back, brand new jeans, hey, get this, like, brand new Jack and Joan jeans, just ripped to shit, my leg is just absolutely shredded, bleeding everywhere.
There's blood on our mattress to actually prove
that
there's point.
There's still blood on our mattress from this night, too.
Oh, yeah, and anyways, but we get up, back up, and we keep going. Next thing you know, we're swerving through traffic, and what do you know, freaking taxi clips our back.
Oh, my God, man, we were... We were literally going out. We were late for the party because we crashed so many fucking times. We were literally on 17th Ave going, swerving in and out of traffic, and we were running red lights to get there fast. And yeah, sure enough, one of the last red lights we ran, we got fucking smoked by taxi and just got sent flying across the street.
That's sick.
Yeah, it was pretty bad, but guess what? We still made it to the party.
Yeah, we fucking did. Well, we walked. Hell, I think yeah. The scooter went, the back tire of the scooter was absolutely fucked. We had to walk. We were almost there anyways, but...
That's a great story.
Holy fuck. That is a good one. Thanks, Benny.
Thank you, Frenchie.
Yeah, no problem.
I'll let you get back to your school, brother.
Yeah, thanks, boys.
Yeah, peace out.
Man, if anyone ever asks you a serious question, like, when is the time you face adversity, say the time you fell over two times on a scooter and then got hit by a car and then say, I still made it to the party.
Man, the cab driver actually even, like, they stopped me like, oh, are you okay? I'm like, why are you asking? Like, you should be mad at us. We just fucking ran a red light.
We just swerved right in you, basically. Like, right. It's not your fault.
Oh, that was awesome. I kind of forgot about that until just now. Fucking nice.
Oh, fuck. All right. My turn. Hello? What are you up to?
Hello?
Yeah, I said hello. What do you want?
Sorry, I just started working on my headphones. What's up?
What are you doing right now?
Just putting some work in at the gym, man. What about you?
Just recording. We are doing our new segment where we get our fans, since you're our biggest fan, to tell a story. Do you got one lined up for us?
Like, what kind of story do you want to tell? You just said one about.
Just embarrass either Kale and I, or one of us, or both.
Okay. Give me 1 second here.
All right.
So many to think about. Okay.
There's definitely more about. I'd probably say it's pretty even between Kale and I.
I say there's more about Baylor that Shabs.
I'm gonna agree with that modestly.
All right. I think I have one.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay, so, it was just another Saturday night. The boy, I don't think the boys were doing anything. We might have started drinking during the day, but we were at a buddy's house and we were playing some pre-gaming games. I don't know, all through the night, just having some beers, you know.
Yeah.
A little tipsy.
As you're supposed to do.
There was a little altercation, like a verbal altercation. I don't know who it was with, but it was Nathan and someone else. And Nathan was being all fucking big. I'm pretty sure he had his fucking shirt off or something. Or, I don't know.
Probably.
He was like, something happened, and he was like, fuck you, man. Like, I'd beat all you fucking pussies in a leg wrestle.
Oh, yeah, I did.
That was his go-to it all the time. That's just how good he was at leg wrestling. That's his go-to. He would, threaten to bust it out in the middle of the club or something. That's what he did.
Man, it's such a power move when you say that to someone, though. I'll beat you in a leg wrestle right now.
You gotta be able to back it up. Let me finish the story, please.
Uh-oh.
So, competitive as we are, right, the boys, we're like, no, you guys don't have to do it. Let's all do it. Let's make a little tournament. I'm pretty sure we got a bracket going and everything. There was six of us.
I don't think my shirt was off for this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you definitely peeled it off after the first
took your pants off, too, probably.
So, I think we got a bracket going. We got a pen and a piece of paper, and we went. And I'm pretty sure you came second last.
I'm pretty sure I came third. Kale is the only one who beat me.
I lost to Kale in the semi.
That's cat.
No, he's good. No, Chives is right.
You were battling against a guy with a broken MCL in the console.
You lost to a guy in a fucking knee brace.
No, I beat him.
Yeah, your only win.
Whatever, man. I beat the guy with a knee brace on.
The guy who challenges everyone to the leg wrestle. Just come blast.
Oh, man, I thought I was going to have fun calling you.
That's just the first thing that came to mind, man.
Yeah.
I hope that was good enough.
Okay, yeah, thank you, man. I'm going to leg wrestle you next time I see you, though, so.
Dude, I've been talking. Okay, but all right,
I think he, yeah.
Did you even say goodbye or just hang up?
No. That happened.
Yeah, you, that was tough.
Man, I was big dogging everyone. That's how you get the girl. You big dog it.
And then
that's what you do. You go to a club and then you tell all these girls, "I'll beat you in a leg wrestle." And I'm like, holy fuck, this guy doesn't fuck around.
Wait, look at this guy wants to fuck. Is that what he's saying?
This guy basically trying to ask me to have sex.
Is leg wrestle slang for sex?
Is it?
I mean,
I honestly always sure. when I was younger,
I wrestle my third leg.
When I was younger, I would always think that wrestling was kind of like code for sex. Like if you told someone you want to go to the bedroom and wrestle.
That's actually a not bad category.
Is that an actual thing?
Don't make fun of me, but there's actually a wrestle fucking category on porn that is not bad.
Is it like WWE?
Some of it is, yeah.
Off the top rope onto the cock.
No. Oh my fuck, that would hurt.
Okay, yeah, my second one. Give me a quick sec here. What's up, dog?
Hi.
We're recording Twice Upon a Time. How sick is that? We named it after Mom's old store. Tell me that's not the best thing a son can ever do for her.
That is so cool.
Thank you. Wow. Do you have a story lined up for us by chance?
Yeah, I do, actually.
All right, let's hear it.
Let's fucking hear it, Olive.
Well, so one time I had to pick you guys up from Calgary, and Nathan, you had a little too much to drink.
Were we with hot girls, though?
Probably not.
No, definitely were.
Fuck. Okay, anyways.
And then, so we got you in the car, and then Kale finally got in the car. And the whole entire way home, you were just sound asleep in the back while Kale was rapping and freestyling the entire ride home.
What was he rapping about?
Everything.
Was I sad?
No, Nathan was sleeping, so you're just rapping about him the entire time.
Behind his back.
Fuck me.
And brake checked you and you just went flying.
I remember, like, there was, like, I have, like, a faint memory of, like, being on the floor in there, and I was like, what in the hell?
Actually, yeah, I remember I was rapping about you because you were just dead in the back, and then I remember her hitting the brakes. I think it was, I don't know if it was for a red light or just to be an asshole, but you literally shot fucking out of your seat and right onto, like, the floor between where, like, the back of the front seats, and you were just fucking stuck the rest of the 20-minute ride.
Yeah, hell yeah. All right.
And you didn't even say anything. You were just kind of dead there.
Was I breathing? Probably not. That's what I'm doing. Okay, awesome. Well, thank you, Olive.
Bye.
Can you please go digest sugar properly, please?
Yeah. Diabetic?
Yeah. I'll try.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye, Olive.
That night was the... Remember when I woke up the next morning and I was literally nestled in between, like, the 6 inches between my bed and the floor?
You must have been,
floor.
Like... You must have loved being squished in the car so bad. You're like, I'm just going to squish myself
on this wall. I woke up literally on the floor... Like in a 6-inch space between my bed and the wall, but my charger was in the middle of my back. Like the plug-in for my charger was there. I woke up. I was like, "Why the fuck does it feel like I'm being stabbed in the back?" It's because I was. I was literally getting stabbed in the back by my charger.
Oh fuck, that was awesome.
Yeah. Moral of the story, guys: don't drink. It's really bad for you.
I can't remember where we were. Hudson's, I think, earlier in that night.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hudson's is always a disaster, especially during hockey.
That's
games.
When we were on a double date, and you and I didn't talk the whole time.
Yeah, facts.
We all talked to, like, for the first 5 minutes, and then, like, there was a certain point when a switch went off.
Yeah.
And then you guys had your side, we had ours.
Her and I just faced each other and talked, and then, like, an hour was gone. We're like, okay, so we're just gonna go back.
I just started making out with the other girl the whole time.
Yeah, as you should.
In a bar.
All right, I'm gonna call my that is pretty sick. I'm gonna call my last one, and it's Tyler McMurray.
Okay, let's go.
Come on, pick up. There we are.
Hello?
Mr. McMurray, how are we today?
Good, you?
How are
you? What are you up to?
Well, I was just going to have some wings, buddy.
Ooh, nice. Me and Bales are doing our new segment on our podcast right now where we just kind of call buddies or enemies and they say a either funny story or embarrassing story about either Nathan and I or both. You got a good one lined up for me or what's up?
I thought this was a call for me to take over co-host.
No.
What the fuck?
So maybe if we need another sponsor, we'll get up. We'll hit up Team at Cattle Company.
Get in line, buddy. Holy fuck.
Oh, you're good. Okay, perfect. You got one lined up?
Yeah, sure.
All right, let me hear it.
Well, shit. What was it? I lived at that place when I first moved out first time.
Oh yeah.
At place on 22X.
Yeah. Oh, I missed that.
Just
place.
Tell everyone your exact address.
No. It's an old place.
Oh, you want the whole address?
No.
No, fuck right off.
Okay. No, wild. Great pad. Huge pad.
Huge. It was a sick crib, dude. I missed that place.
What was it? You and Skiff?
Yeah.
Came over one night. Frick, I think we were drinking Twisteds out of the big bag.
Oh, the Twisted in a bag. Yeah, man.
It's big dick energy.
A gallon bag of Twisted.
Yeah. No. Kale. Well, that was like a day after you got your ass branded.
Oh, man, it was. It was literally, I got my ass branded, then I recovered for a day, and then I came to your place that night to see you around Christmas time, I think, or something, or maybe just after Christmas.
I wouldn't say recovered, but.
Yeah, you're right. I was not recovered.
Just kept her going.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're throwing some eggs around, you know, see, catch an egg. Absolute. Mess.
Oh, God.
Got blackout. What happened? You're fucking running around or something like an animal.
Probably chasing Skiff naked or something crazy.
Oh, no, you were butt naked, dude.
Kale's always butt naked.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know, all I remember is he's taking a bath in this, like, stand-up bathtub for old ladies that was in the master bedroom of this house. Just bathing in his freaking juices.
Oh, God.
And then I think he's running around the house and chasing Skiff, and he fucking busts his toe on a wall or something.
Oh my God! It was on a steel bed frame, I think, man.
I think you deserved it though, regardless of what happened. You deserved it.
Oh, holy fuck, that hurt.
Yeah.
Oh.
And all I remember is you freaking wake up, or no, I wake up. You were not awake. Wake up. Go to take a piss. You're laying on the ground beside the toilet, and like I have a picture of it. Nuts. I don't know how you sleep like this. Nuts in between your legs.
My nuts were sticking out the back
of me. It was a literal mangina. That's where
you... Oh.
Hell yeah.
Cock beside it.
Oh my god. Is that...
You probably can't post that on the minimal filters.
No, I probably shouldn't. And then is that when I think you woke me up, I went to stand up, but I couldn't because my fucking ass brand was like stuck.
Oh yeah.
It was like stuck with like stuck scab. Yeah. Oh my god, what a disaster. Maybe I don't miss that house very much.
Your DNA's there forever, though. Yeah, that's actually, the best
that
was, part.
Man, we had some fun nights in that fucking house. Holy shit.
Fuck, I remember one night with Neith, and didn't you have, like, a coli, and we're at Stasis?
Yeah. Right when he recovered from E. coli.
Yeah, it was right when I recovered.
Yeah, and we're all sitting there drinking, and you're probably on antibiotics.
Yeah, I was still on antibiotics, yeah.
And then you just get absolutely mangled. I'm pretty sure your whole face was a rash.
Yeah, yep. He gets fucking high.
Yeah, that was me.
It was kind of embarrassing. I'm not.
Well, lie. That same night, my dad saw me face plant down an entire flight of stairs because they have the narrowest stairs of the basement ever, and I literally fell headfirst down. And my dad, the next day, he's like, "You know, you fell down a flight of stairs." I was like, "What are you talking about?" And he goes, "When I told you to grab your hockey gear from the basement, you took one step and just ate it down the entire thing."
Holy fuck. So what you're saying, T-Mac, is that you basically, you've only seen me and Nathan at our worst.
Yeah.
That was my best.
Sorry, yeah, our best as well.
Yeah.
Fucking nights. That's hilarious. Well, okay, I appreciate the stories, T-Mac.
Hey, no worries.
I'll let you get back to eating your wings, eh?
Bye, Tyler.
I got one question.
Yeah, I'll answer it.
Is Nathan a virgin? I haven't, like, heard that at all.
Yes.
I don't want to talk about
it. Clearly, man. He says every fucking podcast. He wants everyone to know he's a virgin.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that. I just wanted to double check.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you.
All right, brother. Take care.
Hell yeah.
Bye.
Stellar stories.
Man, I remember that night. Yeah. That was literally the night after I branded my ass, and I was a mess for like 3 or 4 straight days there.
Yeah, that's good. You do know, like, you're permanently forever in that house now.
I know. They sold the house.
So yeah, but your DNA is.
It was so gross, dude. My ass, like...
Trust me, I know. I remember rubbing Vaseline on your butt the night it happened.
And my nuts. So. There's actually, you've seen that picture of my nuts hanging out, eh?
Yeah, that's cool.
Full on mangina myself.
Yeah, that night that he talked about, like, that was when got out of the hospital and legit, like, I was still on antibiotics and, like, my face and everything got super red.
You, like, lost, like, 10 or 12 pounds and then that next day you got fucking released from the hospital. You go and get blacked out. Probably on like 3 drinks.
Yeah, it's because we were playing some chugging game with white wine and then things went sideways. Ooh. There was also a kid playing with tech decks the whole time. That was baller. That was a sick party. And then, like I said, I ended up down a flight of stairs and my dad saw me. And it was one of those nights where I literally woke up in my bed with jeans and a shirt on. And I woke up, I was like, what happened last night?
Yeah, how did I get here? But it's, you know.
It's wine. Nice, that's nice. That's wine drunk for you. That's sloppy drunk.
Wine drunk is actually crazy.
Yeah.
Especially if you mix it with other things.
All right, shower thought of the day.
I like mine again. I always do.
I am also a fan of mine.
You go first this time. I went first for love language, so you can go first for the shower thought.
Thank you. Let's rinse ourselves off. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling a little dirty after that. After that prank call, I kind of feel like a terrible human being.
Yeah, fucking hilarious. Holy shit.
All right. If you want to think about it, which is technically, I guess, I don't know why I said that. We could start off every single shower thought we ever said. I could start off with that.
Yeah, you could.
We should call this segment, if you think about it.
No, we're keeping it shower thought of the day.
Yeah. Okay. If you think about it.
Fuck.
Dentists are reverse tooth fairies. They take your money, but then give you teeth.
Huh. Fucking right.
For those of you asking, yes, I looked that up because I didn't have a shower thought. Amen. I'm also too busy trying to figure out why the fuck my iPad isn't working, so...
No, that is true. Actually, I like that.
That is good. That's a good one. Thank you, internet, for that one.
And the tooth fairies are real, so fuck yeah.
I actually like my tooth fairy sucked. They only ever gave me like loonies and toonies, and all my friends were getting $5 bills. I got quarters back in the day.
And maybe if a loonie, I'm lucky.
You're below me.
Yeah.
There's the people who are getting the bills, mm-hmm, for their teeth.
My bills are paid.
And then there's me getting the loonies. And then there's 50 feet of shit. And then there's you getting quarters.
Fuck you. The tooth fairies didn't come out to Indus very often. They don't know where it was on the map.
True. It's in the middle of nowhere.
As it should be.
Go ahead.
My shower thought of the day is, why don't we have the same last names? Like, who and when did we decide to just all just split up and just our last
names? What happened to Adam and Eve's families?
Yeah, like, and even that, if Adam and Eve decided to just obviously create offspring, and then their offspring, I mean, I guess they were incest if we think about it, which is kind of fucked up. But, like, why is there so many different last names?
Yeah.
When did we start just, oh, I'm going to be Clouston, I'm going to be Baylor?
Here's devil's advocate, okay. Is people are like, I don't like my name.
Their first name.
No, they just don't like their full name. So they're like, I'm going to change my last name.
Okay, but we can't. I mean, I guess. Okay, well, then when the law, whatever. I just think it's kind of weird that we have so many different last names out there.
If you think about it, like, theoretically, there should only be, like, I don't know, eight last names in total in the world.
12, maybe.
Max. 12 max. Like, it should be eight, but 12 is a stretch. Clouston and
Baylor for sure.
Clouston, Baylor, Green, Smith, Bones Common.
John Seed.
John Seed, Obama.
Hitler.
No. No, you don't say that.
Betty White.
Betty White.
Brown. Chris Brown.
Jack Black. Black. Jack Black.
Just colors? You already said green, too.
Damn.
But anyways, you get what I'm saying.
Yeah. Good one. I mean, yeah. I like it.
And like those hard last names, too. Like, why even think of, like, that really hard one?
Like, Badonkadonk?
No. Like.
Obama?
Like, Vandermolen or something. Johnny. But yeah.
Pussy. He doesn't listen to the pod, so he's not going to hear that.
Yeah, fuck him. But yeah, I guess those are shower thoughts. We're basically done. I got a couple little last minute notes here.
Great pod. We fucking killed that. You're welcome, I guess. Like, yeah, no I don't problem. Know what to tell the fans
no
anymore.
No problem, guys.
You're welcome.
Cool. One thing I want to say before we go here is that for those of you who didn't see my Snapchat story or the Minimal Filters Instagram post, we were actually just right before we started recording this podcast, we were featured with Sheila Mack on, I guess, podcast, radio, live television, on demand, I think Virgin Radio too even. It was a shitload of things. We were on for about 38 minutes, I think, total, where me and Nathan and her just discussed basically our lives and her life and education and adversity and what we've overcome to get where we are today and what we look forward to in our future. And it was a blast.
It was a very serious podcast. Yeah. We luckily were able to show our smart sides, which barely come out.
Honestly, we did fucking good. I'm going to say right now, we did good.
We did kill it. We're not really too sure entirely where it'll be up for, like, you guys see it, but we'll obviously put it on our socials once we do.
We'll find out immediately.
We're also hoping to do some more serious interviews like that. Hopefully in the future, we won't give any hints or anything like that, but hopefully we can do that. Increase our credibility, not just be two jackasses.
Right. And I know you guys so far have all... I mean,
it's called a balance. Yeah, it's like anything in life.
We know you guys love when we do interviews, especially when we post on YouTube and stuff like that. But since me and Nathan, we've been busy as hell, guys, with school, podcasting. It's final season. So I think that our new statement we had today with Twice Upon a Time.
Can I interrupt you?
Yeah, of course.
Are you trying to get sympathy from these people right now?
Yes, I need
to. Okay, just making sure.
Please, guys, don't get mad at us. Just making sure. An interview.
Okay, awesome. Quickly, hats are in. Fuck yeah.
The hats are fucking in.
Even if you... Like, we still do have a few handful of extras. So if you, like, didn't DM us or, like, anything, they're in. So now, if you do pay us, you're going to immediately get it. For those of you who paid us, we are going to be delivering those ASAP Rocky.
Delivering, or if you want, you can just come stop by whenever you have free time on your way home from work or
come
school.
Come see the crib.
To give us a text, we'll text you as well, that people who have already confirmed they're going to get one, and we'll pick a day.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
I also won nails.
I also just want this fucking iPad to start working.
Yeah, man, we gotta work on that right now. Maybe not get carried away and, you know, watch it.
Yeah, okay, peace out.
Love you guys.
I'm Matt Kundle, host of the Sound Off Podcast, the show about podcast and broadcast. Since 2016, we've been speaking with amazing people who have populated your ears for decades. Legendary broadcasters, research wizards, talent experts, podcasters, voice talent. Almost 400 stories, all for free. Subscribe or follow the Sound Off Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or at soundoffpodcast.com.
Hi, I'm Mercedes Nickel, four-time Winter Olympian and host of Dropping In, a podcast with Mercedes. This is a podcast where I interview a bunch of different people. I get the good, the bad, and the ugly, as well as I share my stories along the way. Now you can drop in at droppingin.com or subscribe on Apple, Spotify, and YouTube. I'll see you soon.